NATO sees unprecedented spending increases, but 13 members still delinquent. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 14, 2024. That slightly over half of NATO members are meeting their treaty obligations is a subject for celebration shows how far the alliance has come since President Trump made it his mission to force positive change, but yet also how far it still has to go. 18 of NATO's 31 member states are expected to hit the 2% of GDP spent on defense minimum required by alliance treaty this year after a period of unprecedented increases in defense spending among allies. While 13 states continue to be what Donald Trump calls delinquents, the average spend over all European NATO members is now at a point where, for the first time in 25 years, they are spending 2% of GDP on defense among them. At the end of the Cold War, NATO's European members spent an average of 3.5% of their GDP on defense, compared to 6.5% by the United States. But this rapidly fell in the years following the collapse of the Soviet Union. European states spent an average of 2.5% by the early 1990s. And incredibly, spending continued to fall even after Russia's occupation of Crimea and a pledge by all members to do better, both in 2014, hitting just 1.44% by 2015. That all changed with the bullish talk of Donald Trump in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, and after in office, where he warned members to start paying their dues. Defense spending of European states started to rise from that time, going from 1.56% in 2019 to 1.85% in 2023, and finally a projected 2% in 2024. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said today, "We are making real progress. Today I can announce our latest figures. Since the investment pledge was made in 2014, European allies and Canada have added more than $600 billion for defense. Last year we saw an unprecedented rise of 11% across European allies and Canada. This year, I expect 18 allies to spend 2% of their GDP on defense. That is another record number, a six-fold increase from 2014 when only three allies met the target. In 2024, NATO allies in Europe will invest a combined total of $380 billion in defense. For the first time, this amounts to 2% of their combined GDP. So we are making real progress. European allies are spending more. However, some allies still have a way to go." Stoltenberg reiterated that 2% is a minimum, admonishing the many NATO members that haven't made that figure, and even those that have, which see it as a target rather than the floor. Stoltenberg has praised President Trump for helping force up NATO spending figures in the past, saying his message is having a real impact. "All allies have stopped the cuts in 2019, but changed tack today, warning against taking Trump's recent remarks on NATO literally," Stoltenberg said. "We can never take peace for granted, but there is no imminent military threat against any NATO ally. NATO will continue. There is no room for miscalculation in Moscow about our readiness and resolve to protect all allies. We should give no room for miscalculation or misunderstanding." President Trump had said last week, "You didn't pay? You're a delinquent? No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You gotta pay. You gotta pay your bills," sparking public expressions of outrage among European leaders. A report in the Establishment Times of London noted, however, that many realized the bombastic talk was in fact an appallingly cavalier but necessary wake-up call that they took seriously but not literally. After all, many European leaders concede that he basically has a point. Defense spending is nowhere close to where they need to be if Europe is to take primary responsibility for its own defense, they said.